Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border, and welcome to the recent news update. This is about the war in Ukraine and what's happening there, and one thing that I want to mention that's pissing me off is Kalorin just so confused about Russian goals. You know what? I'll tell you one fact that's really a fact for all of us here in Eastern Europe. Russia is run by people who think that stealing 90% of $1,000 is better than stealing 15% of $1,000,000. That is their worldview. Yes, it makes no sense. Yes, it is dumb. They do think like this. We have been telling you their fucking bullshit for years. Has anyone fucking listened? No. Oh no, now you're surprised about the fact that, oh wow, Putin's irrational. Yeah, we know. This is so angering to me. Like all of this was a surprise. It isn't. We know how the Soviet system worked. We know what's up. We know what's going on. How about you finally get your claps off your fucking eyes and listen to what we have to say, because finally, you know, it has been proven that what we have been warning all of you about for years, and I can raise my hand personally up here, since I've been doing that literally for years, that it's happened. So how about you just stop dismissing our opinions and what we say about Putin and Russia as wrong? No, your so-called experts who've studied in the world's best universities, we don't deny their intelligence, but they don't have the Soviet soul. They don't understand the понятие. Come on. That's the worst part of this information, what I have to yell at my fellow people around there who just keep bullshitting everyone. This is personal for me, okay? At any rate, I also wanted to apologize for any ads on this show. Since I don't control them, it's just by my hosting company, Acast, and I can't do anything about it, and I hope that those ads are at least respectful. At any rate, today it seems that the combat has been calcified a bit, and Kiev and everywhere else has been experiencing a lot of bombing. The situation is such that people have been basically, well, no progress has been made from Russian side. Russians are now in Ukrainians with some peace talks in Belarus. I don't think they'll lead to anything because Russian demands are ridiculous and Ukraine demands full return to pre-war borders, including Crimea and Donetsk and Luhansk. This war will not end soon. The Russians have been filmed looting stores. Russians have been just panicking and bombing, like carpet bombing with rockets, everything. However, the Russian failure in the logistical front is coming out more than ever. Today, for example, people in Moscow woke up with the ruble now being 110 rubles per dollar, even more for the euro, which is a massive economical catastrophe for them. So we don't know what's going to happen economically, but a lot of people in Russia who've been brainwashed so far seem to have their eyes been open finally. And also another thing is that the spirit of the Ukrainian people has not been broken, and right now maybe they have a chance to regroup, since the European Union has provided a lot of assistance, and we're sending not only just missiles, but also jets to fight Russia. Now, of course, the main thing to talk about here is Russia's threats yesterday, where they threatened to use nuclear weapons. However, I have to remind you, and this comes from my Russian sources, that Russia's economy is based on corruption, and that, well, they might drop a nuke somewhere. They might. They might actually launch it. But out of 100 nukes maybe three will hit anything. And it's because I know how Russia works, and we've been telling you about this for years. They're built on corruption. The most interesting thing that could possibly happen, by the way, throughout this period, is that I think that Ramzan Kadyrov, the leader of Chechnya, who sent in his Kadyrovtsi, who've already faced challenges, announced the following on his Telegram feed. And I dismissed this as a fake, but turns out that not. No, this wasn't a fake, apparently. So I'll read this to you in full, because it's not that long. It's just a great information piece. Quote, I would like to say that the whole set of restrictions against Russia is so absurd that we can only laugh at these fruitless attempts. They have frozen the void here, a complete embarrassment. And yet, in spite of all this comedy, it's time to retaliate harshly and the measures should be mirrored. They should look like this by comparison. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, head of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen, head of the European Diplomatic Corps Joseph Borrell, should retract their statements, otherwise the Chechen Republic, considering the impediment and pretentious nature of the statements by the above-mentioned press, reserves the right to introduce the following sanctions. And you know, hold on to your seats here. Close the Chechen skies to flies of their jets. Freeze all of Boris Johnson's ruble assets in Chechen banks. Impose an embargo on all assets of the British oligarchs in Ahoy Martan and in case things get worse, in Chamaski as well. Recognize the left-hand traffic as a wild relic of the Middle Ages. And to admit, finally, that there is no such thing as the English tea. The deadline is February 31st. This will be an example to other nations. Henceforth, think before you impose any sanctions. I had dismissed this as a fake, but then I double-checked and triple-checked. And, no. But seriously, they've done this. This isn't the Chechen state page, and I think that Ramzan Kadyrov might have used some mushrooms or DMT before saying this, because this is pure madness and insanity. Also, what also is inspiring is that Anonymous is holding their cyber attacks towards Russia, and they've gone so far that they've blocked everything the Westerners knew about, and now are asking openly, hey, whom else we should just close down, because we're a bit tired. And they struck major banks in Russia just to be sure. So I bet Putin did not expect this to happen. What else happened is that a boatsman in Spain serving on a massive private yacht in the Mallorca island. We call it Mallorca. I think it's Mallorca in English. I don't really know. I haven't slept enough. I've been working too much on these digests. Well, in Spain, on one of these Balearic islands, Mallorca, whatever you name it. Well, a boatsman from Ukraine looked at the Russian bombings of Kiev, and he saw that rockets had been struck there in civilian buildings, and he decided that enough's enough. So he chose instead to kind of show some resistance. So he sent away all the crew that was on the boat, closed all the valves there and everything, and yeah, sank the $7 million boat on his own. In the court, where he was quickly arrested, but no charges were pressed, and the court let him go, the Spanish court, which, by the way, just shows that we still have unity in European Union. Well, he stated that I do not admit guilt in any account. My person who has hired me is a war criminal, and he has killed peaceful Ukrainians, and that was a lawful retaliation, and I will do this again. He was let go. I bet the Spanish people told him, oh no, what a horrible accident that you have now, you know, struck something like this. All the owners of these yachts, they like to go to Europe, and their place has been, you know, cemented everywhere. Welcome. I think it's time that if you're a real activist, there's a lot of places on the internet where you can go and check out those yachts and their locations and strike at them personally. I highly doubt that at the given situation, you'll face a lot of sanctions. I mean, to be fair, I'm quite allowed to say these things. I'm not in Russia, where right now, if you even donate to Ukraine or even mention anything against the war, you can get up to 20 years in prison. That is, again, I repeat, extremely important. Do not blame Russians for the situation. They are victims of Putin as well. Also, which is the last thing I posted last night, is that a Georgian boat refused to refuel Russian warships in the Black Sea. They spoke with the Russian warship in English, but then when they found out it was Russian, they switched to Russian and then stated that they are Georgian and not, you know, any other country, because Georgians have also faced this. And this is a nice time to basically tell you that if you want to learn about history of Georgia, I have a friend at History of Sakartvelo, Georgia. Because, well, I'll get to that. Anyways, these Georgians told this boat to fuck off and not do anything, really, to basically paddle their ways out of this. In this whole current situation, you know, I've been going through some harsh times, and I'm recording this literally 40 minutes before I depart for my plane, and I'll be going to the Polish-Ukrainian border and departing from there. But there have been some friends who've been helping me a lot with spreading this information. And I will tag them immediately once this is posted. Astonishing Legends Podcast, a bigger podcast than I am. They talk about the paranormal and the supernatural and sometimes true crime. They have been great and they have been sharing these posts. Support them. Advent of Computing Podcast. They also have been friends. They've been explaining a lot of IT stuff that's done by Anonymous. They too have been friendly. And History of Sakartvelo, Georgia, they, out of all of our friends, have been super helpful. And don't forget Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. I hope that he recorded our conversation, because I didn't, but you always should check him out too for new updates. At any rate, we're struggling here. I have barely slept. And right now, peace talks are happening, but I don't think anything will happen there. The Ukrainians are showing more and more success in their struggles for independence and keeping their country safe. We all should put all of our best efforts together. And to those people who claim that, oh no, well, you know, it's an Eastern European issue, it isn't. This, like one of my professors said from the back days in the university, is basically a World War III, except there are only two sides. Russia fighting against the free world, and Ukraine fighting for the free world. There is no other solution here. And maybe, just maybe, you people in the West would finally, you know, admit that we, the folks here in the post-Soviet sphere, know what we're talking about. I'm not saying that you're not smart people, but the fact that I've seen so many so-called experts yapping bullshit and trying to pretend like they understand what's happening is just nonsense. Those who know понятие instinctively, like we do, we can explain what's up. But all this, oh no, we're surprised. No, those people. No, man. That's a bit wrong. Anyway, tomorrow we'll get an episode straight from the refugee zone, and we'll see from there, because currently it looks like I shouldn't enter Ukraine, because I've been warned not to, since apparently Russian secret services listen to my show, and I will get shot in Lviv, since we also got reports that Russian secret services, including mercenaries, have been sent to Ukrainian territory to eliminate especially important targets. Weirdly enough, I have managed to become one of this list. But we'll do what we can. And stay strong, don't buy into this information, and follow us, please. And if you want to help the show, click the donate button on our homepage, theeasternborden.lv. And again, we're sorry about the ads. We try to minimize them. I'll see what I can do.